From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Murder counts face a Eureka man accused of fatally stabbing another Eureka resident. A judge ruling Monday that 48-year-old Albert Kress will be held to answer to those charges. Kress standing accused of stabbing Raymond Prudhomme at the victim's Old Town Eureka apartment in February. There's a special allegation added revolving around the use of a knife. Kress pleaded not guilty to the charge and the special allegation. Police found the victim in his residence lying on his right side beneath an open window with his head and face covered with a blue pillowcase. The Redwood Times reports Kress appeared in court wearing jail-issued clothing. He's behind bars in lieu of $1,050,000 bail. Early Monday morning before 4 a.m., Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to Monument Road in the county's jurisdiction of Rio Dell for the report of protesters blocking an access gate to Humboldt Redwood Company property. When officers arrived on the scene, they located about 15 protesters, in addition to an about 24-foot ladder standing in front of the gate, tethered to nearby trees with a subject at the top. Three protesters, 32-year-old Michael Jamarello, also 25-year-old Brittany Suhu, and 32-year-old Georgia Doremus, were taken into custody, booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges of trespassing, resisting arrest, and impeding traffic. Humboldt County Public Works responded and deployed a boom truck to help deputies in lowering the ladder in front of the gate. The protester on that ladder, 24-year-old Isabel Osheroff, was taken into custody on charges of trespassing. Next Monday, 5 p.m., a dedication and ribbon-cutting ceremony taking place at Newburgh Park in Fortuna to honor the late Dennis Wendt and Roger Harwood, who passed away on July 21, 2017. Newburgh Park will include the addition of the Dennis Wendt Sports Complex to its existing title, and a new updated park entry sign will be unveiled. One of Newburgh Park's softball fields will be named in honor of Roger Harwood, and a sign will be unveiled with the title Roger Harwood Field. Plus, community members will speak about the two men during the event. Well, Reggae on the River has been canceled for this year. Organizers cite the high costs of putting on such an event in a remote location as the main reason why. That said, they do tentatively plan to hold the event last year, at least at this point. They say people who have purchased tickets will be refunded within 10 business days. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.